This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We got another 25 minutes of Learning University right here on American Family Radio. What do we mean by schools in session here for Learning University? Well, I'm Tim Wildman with Professors Ed Battagliano and J.J. Jasper. J.J., what is it when I say Learning University is on the air? What are we trying to do here?
Well, we want people...
And Ed, I'd like your comments, too.
Sure. We want people to expand their horizons.
Yes, we do.
You're on the threshold looking forward. You have a chance to be more betterer.
Right.
You can be more smarterer.
Yeah.
You don't have to be average. You can excel. And here's how you start right here, by enrolling and being on campus at this prestigious university.
If your back's against the wall.
If your back's against the wall, exactly. This is you're listening to the right university radio station.
What does this mean to you, Ed?
Well, and listen, we guarantee an increase of 1 point in your IQ for every week you listen here.
No, every week?
Every week, 1 point increase in your IQ, or we will refund your money.
Yeah, we'll refund your money.
Yeah,
right there.
Your tuition.
You can't
tuition.
Beat that. It's
you
the
can't
money
beat
back
that
guarantee.
Deal. That's right.
All right.
And let me add one more thing, because we pride ourselves
on... Have you reached for the stars, though,
well,
JJ?
And reached for the stars, but we pride ourselves on being honest here. So we want to, as you listen and get a good education, here's something that you'll want to expect. The alumni, we're going to hound you to the day you die for money. It was not enough that we gouged you on tuition. We're gonna overwhelm you with literature and try to guilt and shame you to give to this fine institution till you breathe your last breath.
That's right.
That happened to us. It just happened to you, too. Our three children who went to a university. We're not going to name what university, but this happens everywhere, okay? And so they used to call our house and ask us to donate to the Alumni Association. And we had like two kids. We had two of them in school at one time. We were broke.
Yeah.
Huh? We were like, we didn't have food in our cabinet. And these people are calling wanting more money. And you're like you're saying, Allison, my wife, would say, look, you don't understand. Or maybe you do. Don't call me back. You can call me back when my kids get through and I'll think about it.
Yeah.
But right now... Every extra dime I have is going to your school.
Yeah.
So.
And how dare you?
And now you want to squeeze me for more?
How dare you, sir?
I don't want to top what you're saying.
Yeah.
Same conversation. So Melanie's on the phone, my wife, and we're just having to, you know, work 2.5 jobs. We're hawking things. We're doing everything to pay for it. Our daughter, who's in college, so she gets that phone call. The reason why I threw that out there to get some
from
fun
the
out
alumni
of it.
Association,
from the alumni, and like, what can we put you down for? And Melanie said, you know, zero. That's what you can put us down for. She said, because we're still trying to pay, you know, for finish our
right.
daughter up. This is really this
paying tuition.
Pay tuition and. She said, yeah, but here, I'll put you down for something. No, you don't understand. So then she goes on. She says, I'll play this card. She said, ma'am, she said, I have seven children. I've got seven
this
children.
This is Melanie talking.
Five girls. You imagine the weddings upcoming. And this is just about wrecked us paying for this college. So, you know, I've got seven children. So then she said, oh, okay. Well, can I put you down for $100? That's what the lady said. No shame. There's no shame. She's reading off of that thing.
Now that car, yeah.
I filed for bankruptcy. Our car is on blocks. The weeds are... Okay, then I'm just going to put you down for $50.
Right.
Since you're having a tough time.
Yeah.
Just $50 then. How's that?
All right, let's get back to the Ed and JJ, you need to repeat your questions, and let's get back to the phones.
Okay, here are the two that I have remaining. What famous actor played both the Frankenstein monster and the mummy in the 1930s films by those same names? And my next question, how many World Series have the Boston Red Sox won this century, that is, since the year 2000?
Yeah, and that was a little rough on universities. While it is expensive... Thankfully, they're all teaching conservative principles, by and large.
Right.
Oh, no, wait. Said no one ever. Here's what I've got. First question, what number was retired by the Chicago Bulls to honor Michael Jordan?
Mm-hmm.
I had a new one. What river flows through the Grand Canyon? What river flows through the Grand Canyon?
What river flows through your heart?
The river runs through it.
The river runs through
it. And then the third question, what was the name of the Ewing's Ranch on the TV series Dallas? That'll take you back to JR's days.
Mm-hmm.
What was the name of the Ewing's Ranch on the TV series Dallas?
Who remembers who shot JR? Remember when that was going around? That was the big deal.
Oh, that was the question. That was the cliffhanger when they wondered who shot JR.
Real quickly, here are my questions, even though I mentioned them a few minutes ago. What do beavers eat? What do beavers eat? Number two, what famous person in history said this? It would be in the 20th century, by the way. God does not play dice with the universe. And number three, Bible question, what king of Israel had a navy?
I've never heard this. Yeah. This is going to be interesting.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones.
All right, we go to Iowa, and Dick is on the line. Dick, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, Dick, you'll need to turn your radio down. There's a little bit of a delay. It'll be feedback for you and for us.
I did.
Ask, answer.
Good morning. I'm looking forward to sitting under the tutelage of the esteemed professors.
Well, thank you, brother, and we're honored to be here. We did earn it.
These are earned degrees.
Dick, you keep talking, and I'll provide the music bed. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, it's a funeral dirge, right?
Oh, that hurt.
Hey, ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I would like to do both.
Which question you feel good about?
Well, professors alluded to it a little bit earlier when you the question about does God roll the dice about the universe?
Okay, that's one you want.
And you alluded to it a little bit when you were talking about the little rascals. That was Albert Einstein.
Yes, it was.
Wow. Okay.
Now, what's that got to do with the little rascals?
I said about the guy's hair
mentioned Alfalfa said that if Einstein could wear his hairdo that way, he could too.
Okay. You want to tell him the brief story behind this, or shall I?
Well, yeah.
Go ahead.
Albert Einstein was considered a deist in the fact that he believed that God did create the universe. Thus, the universe was an established order. There was an order to everything. And so when Einstein was trying to understand some of these things to come up with his theories, he said, God doesn't just roll a dice. You know, he has an order, he has a thought, he has a reason behind all the things that he created.
Yeah, correct, Dick. Now, I would have called him an agnostic, I guess you could say, but a deist in reading about the life and the beliefs of Albert Einstein. He did not believe in a personal God.
Yeah.
Right.
Or the Christian. He did not believe in the Christian, Jesus Christ was the Son of God.
Right.
But he did believe in a grand creator because, as Dick said, and as he said, you know, there's too much order to think it came from random chance.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, there you go.
Good. Well, Dick, what's your question for us?
Well, since we just completed the World Series, how did the team that didn't win the World Series this year, how did they get their name?
The Dodgers?
The Dodgers?
Yes.
I have the answer to that, Dick.
Okay.
Let me talk to my buddies here, my professors, and I think I have the answer to that. So, Dick, don't comment until we get our answer together. He's talking about the Los Angeles Dodgers, which were the Brooklyn Dodgers. I think it comes from in the streets of Brooklyn playing dodgeball and dodging. I think it comes from. That's the genesis.
Playing that in the kids playing it in the street.
Dodging. I think so.
Or trying to get across the street and dodging, not get hit by a street car.
I don't know. I'm not 100. I'm 50% sure on that answer. You guys got another?
Well, the only thing I thought about was, was it in Oliver Twist, the Artful Dodger? That would be somebody who's a pickpocket, but they wouldn't name a team after.
I don't know. We got pirates.
Criminals. That's true. They have pirates.
Huh?
Well, I just don't know.
Here's the deal: the Dodge brothers had some automobiles. Plymouth, Ford, some of them other people did pretty good, but they was kind of lackluster. So they said, "If you old boys are put
my name ablazing across your jerseys. We'll give you a little bit of cash. You don't want to be called the Brooklyn Fords or the Brooklyn Chevys. You be called the Brooklyn Dodgers. Later on, the Los Angeles Dodgers. Everybody live happily ever after. I'm going to go with the Dodge Brothers. I have to do with cars.
All right, Dick, you have three answers. Anybody close?
Well, you were close. They were dodging something. But back in the 1890s, the borough of Brooklyn had a very complex system of the electric trolley cars going back and forth and back and forth, and people weren't used to the fast trolley cars, and they really had to, a lot of them didn't look both ways, and they got hit. There was one year that 54 people were killed.
Wow.
By being hit by the trolley cars, and so people had to dodge the top trolley cars as they crossed the street. And so
you were right, JJ. You
I threw that out for fun, never thinking, you know, that there's any, you know.
So that's the name of the Brooklyn Dodgers.
And almost a little morbid. You're out there dodging the street killed.
I got your related one. Seriously, the Brooklyn Dodgers moved to Los Angeles, became the Los Angeles Dodgers, and they still are today. The Los Angeles Lakers. They were originally in
Minnesota. Yep.
And Minnesota is known as the land of 10,000 lakes.
Right.
Right.
And so you get the Minnesota Lakers.
Which makes sense.
Or Minneapolis Lakers. I'm not sure which they were called. The franchise moved to Los Angeles. And
kept the name.
They're still called the Lakers today. Also, the strangest one to me is the move of the New Orleans Jazz professional basketball team. Well, they're the Utah Jazz. There's nothing about jazz in Utah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But anyway, there you go.
Red Sox, Ed, just because they wore red socks with the uniform, or is there more to that?
I don't know, because there's white socks, so I guess that was it. They must have maybe the other teams had white and they had red.
Just kind of a low creativity day. what are we going to do for a name? I don't know. Look around. Hey, we got red socks on. Let's go with that. It's 5:00. We're ready to get out of here.
Right. Yeah.
Thanks,
all right, Dick.
All
right. Thank you, brother. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, and you too.
All right, continue. We go to Georgia, and Bill is on the line. Bill, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning.
Good morning to you. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Bill?
I would like to do both.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
The Frankenstein mummy.
All right. What famous actor played both the Frankenstein monster and the mummy in the 1930s films by those same names?
It was Boris Karloff.
Boris Karloff. And whoa!
There's a cowbell right there.
That's right, Bill. You have answered the mystery question correctly.
Won yourself a T-shirt,
and you have won yourself a T-shirt.
How do you?
Fantastic.
Just as winter is about to come around the corner.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel really good.
Yeah. Okay.
I must say, I listen to you guys all the time. Every time I can on Fridays, since I retired a few years ago. And I love that T-shirt. I'm watching it on YouTube right now.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
If you hold it up there.
Consider it in the mail.
Yeah, Bill, you're going to get this.
So you'll get it in January.
January.
I'm just kidding.
No, you'll get
Please.
It in a few days.
No. We have hundreds of mail carriers who listen to us.
Yes.
And
they do
and
job.
I did not want to insult them.
Well, you did, but you're taking it back now.
It was just a off-the-cuff joke.
Yes.
That, you know,
okay.
Could happen to FedEx or UPS.
And we know the postal employees always take jokes well.
Quit digging. that's rule number one. Quit digging.
Hey, Bill, but when we're done with you here on the show, do not hang up. We will put you on hold and get your information for what size and also what your address is. And we'll get that in the mail to you. So congratulations.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
What's your question for us?
Well, let me say one thing before I get to my question. I think you should change it to a Larned University, L-A-R-N apostrophe N, Larned University.
Larned?
L-A what?
L-A-R.
You know, Larned. The way the Southerners say it, Larned.
Yeah. Larned.
Yeah, I like that. That's Larned. Good, Bill.
Okay.
Are you mocking?
Okay.
Well, Bill, he's from.
Bill, you're from Georgia.
He's from Georgia.
Like you're mocking your own people.
Bill? Not really.
No,
not
no. Really. Rednecks can stick together.
Well, what makes you say he's a redneck?
Now, that's, I'll tell you what, you Loinen?
No, Loinen would be if he was from New York.
Loinen. Oh, I got
Loinen,
you.
Loinen University would
University.
Be from New York.
Okay, it's like coffee.
Loinen.
It's
Loinen.
Coffee.
It, yeah,
yeah,
right.
Okay.
All right, Bill, what's your question for us?
Okay, you remember Fran Stryker used to do radio shows, mm-hmm. and she did one called The Lone Ranger. I'm sure you remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And the man's name that played the Lone Ranger, not the man, but the character, was Dan Reed. Well, Dan Reed had a nephew that played in a different series. Do you know what the character was that he played and what was his other name? He had two names, like the Lone Ranger and Dan Reed.
You know, here's the deal. Sadly, it was a short-lived series because he got hit by a streetcar.
He failed to dodge. He failed to dodge. One of those Georgia streetcars.
I'm thinking it. Repeat the question real quickly, if you could, Bill.
Okay. The Lone Ranger, Dan Reed, had a nephew that became a superhero in a later series. Or it may have been about the same time. I'm not really sure because I always thought in reruns, so I don't know exactly when it happened.
Yeah, I'm going to say Bert and Ernie.
Here's the part.
Now, I'm not 100% on that
before
one.
Before television.
This is radio.
There was one
all
more.
All right, hang on.
I was waiting for one more element of this question to say, and they left Boston traveling north at 65 miles an hour.
Ed would know
He'll
this.
Know it.
All
right,
I'm just, I do not know, but I'm going to guess. Superman. No radio program Superman?
No, it wasn't Superman because Superman was,
Oh, he's Reeves.
Name?
That was Reeves. Not Reed, Reeves.
Yeah, Reeves.
All right.
Reeves.
Okay.
Yeah, Reeves.
Well, then I don't know. You guys know?
Mm-hmm. No.
I think you got us. You got us, Bill.
Okay. The series or the program was the Green Hornet.
Ah.
Green Hornet.
Oh, you're talking about the character? Oh, okay.
Yes, the character.
Because Reed was the name of the character who was the Green Hornet, wasn't it?
That is correct. His name was Britt Reed.
Yeah, he was a newspaper guy or something.
I'm not sure he was a newspaper guy. Yeah, I think he was. Yes, you're right.
I thought that was.
But he was supposedly he was the nephew of Dan Reed, who was a Lone Ranger.
Huh.
Interesting.
Okay, that's fascinating.
Yeah, thanks, Bill.
Hey,
thank you for listening to AFR.
Yeah, don't hang up, Bill. We're going to put you on hold, and Cindy Roberts will get your information, and congratulations on being our winner today.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, so the Green Hornet.
Let's repeat our questions quickly for the last time this show.
All right, well, I just have one left since my Boris Karloff question was answered. So how many World Series have the Boston Red Sox won this century, that is, since 2000?
What number was retired by the Chicago Bulls to honor Michael Jordan? I'm surprised that's still there.
Yeah.
Second question, what river flows through the Grand Canyon? Third question, what was the name of the Ewing's Ranch on the TV series Dallas?
My questions are, what do beavers eat? What do beavers eat? Number two, what king of Israel had a navy? What king of Israel?
I can't wait to hear this.
Had a navy. All right, back to the phones.
All right, we go back to Virginia, and James is on the line. James, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you, James. Welcome. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
For what a time, I'll ask.
Oh, I think we got, okay, well, that's fine. What's your question?
What U.S. Navy plane of World War II and Korea fame was distinguished by its gull wing? And here's a multi-choice answer. A, the Wildcat Fighter. B, the Catalina Seaplane. C, the Mariner seaplane. D, the Corsair fighter.
Now, what kind of wing are you talking about?
Gull wing.
I think it's Corsair.
Corsair.
I
have no idea.
I shouldn't know this because I love aviation, but I'm thinking that's what it is.
All right. I think that's the only guess we've got right now, James. Was it the Corsair?
The correct answer is C, the Mariner seaplane. But don't feel bad, guys, because neither Smithsonian's Big Book nor the Marine Museum in Quantico, who have Pappy's plane, I think, got it right. Anyone who's aerodynamically savvy will explain that. A gull wing tilts up from the fuselage like Doolittle's B-25s. The Corsair's wing is inverted gull, like the German Stuka. And that gave the Corsair, too, a distinctive diving sound, which is why the enemy dubbed it Whistling Death.
Oh. Yeah, it had what people thought was a gull wing, but it went down, according to our listener, and then came back up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Hey, thanks, James, and thank you for listening to AFR.
One thing more.
Okay.
I have $1,000 for you if you can convince me that you are doing your double dog darnest to give up the habit of saying Baptist after Westboro.
What now? Okay, so you don't want us, you when we mention the name of that church, Westboro Baptist, stop saying Baptist, you mean?
You're insulting all the Baptists.
Okay, I understand your point, James. I think people, when they, journalists, when they're giving the official name of the church, I understand what you're saying. They're just trying to be accurate, you know. Yeah. So you're saying just Westboro Church, we should say.
Well, right. I haven't said it in years.
I haven't mentioned years. Them in
anyway,
years.
Thanks, thank
James.
You, James.
Thanks, James.
Appreciate it. Yeah, you don't want to. Anyway.
Yeah.
Point taken.
That's okay. Right.
All right, we're out of time.
So we should give the answers to our questions?
You go ahead, Ed.
All right, how many World Series have the Boston Red Sox won this century? You guys know?
Four.
They won in 2004, 2007, 2013.
And they only won one in the 20th century, true?
No, that's four. Oh, yeah, no, they won five in the 20th century. They've won nine altogether.
Oh, I'm sorry. But what is it? Oh, it was the Cubs. Who go back to 1918 or something.
1908, I think. I mean,
before they won.
Right.
A couple
and,
of years
and
back.
Some of those original players, they were putting candy corn in their trick-or-treat bags when they go out trick-or-treating after a game.
That's right.
Hey, here's what I've got. You guys know the answer to this. What number was retired by the Chicago Bulls to honor Michael Jordan?
23.
Next one, what river flows through the Grand Canyon?
Colorado.
What was the name of the Ewing's Ranch on the TV series?
South Fork,
yep,
right?
Got it.
Here are my questions. What do beavers eat?
Bark or trees?
The bark of hardwood trees.
Okay.
Leaves.
I didn't know that.
And aquatic and shore plants. They're vegetarians.
Right.
Beavers. I would have thought they eat fish, right? They're in the water. They got some teeth.
Oh, I see.
We had some beaver problems on our little farm. Promise me they eat trees.
They're vegetarians. Yeah. They're very, very healthy.
Yeah, they're for real pests, aren't
yes.
they?
Yes.
What king of Israel had a navy?
I have no idea.
Solomon. First Kings 9, verse 26. First Kings 9, verse 26. Have a great weekend, everybody.